Welcome to I'll Watch That Movie with Tammy and Dan. Mainly movies from the 80s, some from the 90s, and then we'll go from there. I'm your host, Dan.
And I'm Tammy.
And that's Tammy.
Can't pause that long.
I do it on purpose every time.
You're a jerk.
No, that's a joke and a jerk combined.
A jerk. You're a jerk.
Exactly. Well, we're back again, Tammy, with our intro cast format to 80s, 90s movies. I've seen this movie. You haven't?
No.
Let's go into the vault and see what we got.
But you're going to fix that vault.
WD-40 doesn't work, Tammy. I have in my hand Project X, which is released April 17th. 1987.
Oh man, I think I watched the wrong one.
Oh, you watched the 2012 one where they have a party and wackiness ensues, I'm sure.
Yes.
With the drug and mature content.
My notes are totally not going to make any sense.
Oh, jeez. Well, this one, the 1987 version, is directed by Jonathan Kaplan, written by Stanley Weiser and Lawrence Lasker. They wanted to, type this up on my iPad, Tammy.
Yes.
And Weiser, they wanted to autocorrect to Wiener. Okay.
That's an odd autocorrect.
Everything on autocorrect is weird. So Project X is about a young inductee into the military, Jimmy Garrett. He's given the task of looking after some chimpanzees used in the mysterious Project X. Getting to know the chimps fairly well, he begins to suspect there is more to the secret project than he is being told.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's very dun, dun, dun. So, movie opens and there's words. Sorry, Tammy, you had to read. You had to read a little bit.
My first note, great reading.
At least it's not as, some stuff you have to read a lot.
Yeah, and this stayed up on the screen forever. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
You could definitely take your time and read.
You want it there more forever than not ever.
Our 6-year-old probably had time to read all that.
Well, good.
So,
and so, apparently, according to what it says on the screen, this movie is based on real events. What they say, I don't know. And then we cut to shots of animals in the wilderness or Disney's Animal Kingdom. I can't tell.
Circle of Life was about to start playing. It literally was like the whole beginning of Circle of Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very awkward.
Hey, that's how you do it.
I was like, Disney, did you steal this?
They might have. Project X. And then, there's a hunter, or so it looks to be some sort of hunter.
Yeah.
And then shoots a chimp and cut to the city.
And 80s music.
Yes.
Yay!
Shot the monkey.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel.
Love it.
And then now we're following a gentleman with white hair buying a little chimp. And then it's like, it's like going from one thing to the next. And then, it's like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah. And so, I had no clue what this movie was about at all.
What was the prediction?
Yeah. Other than it had monkeys on it. So once the 80s music started, so even before the guy was starting to buy things and
buy monkeys
and stuff, my prediction is Matthew Broderick is a young Doogie Howser-esque scientist who works on a monkey experiment for the military, but then becomes friends with one and can no longer torture these poor creatures. He wants to release them all to the wild, but not before coming across an illegal monkey trading ring. He brings down all the companies involved, and him and Helen Hunt hook up at some point, because I knew she was in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, well, maybe they hook up at some point.
Uh-huh.
And then there's at least one car chase scene and one scene with monkeys going to the mall. I don't know.
You know what, Tammy? You're hired. I've been looking for a project to direct, and that's... You need to start writing that. Project Z or something?
Yeah. Different letter?
We'll do another Project X. Why the hell not? That's what I'd say. That's a good movie. Now we have to review this crap movie, Tammy.
I really wanted... spoiler alert, they never went to the mall. I was very upset. I was like, little monkeys dressed up with people clothes going to the mall. How cute would that be?
That is a really good idea. They really should have gone... You know what? Well, that's our show, folks. Don't like this movie anymore. Back to the vault. So, then we find out that this little cute monkey is going to the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, he was adorable.
He was very cute. And then now we meet Helen Hunt,
yes.
Terry in the movie. And
just so you know,
okay,
I never figured out either of their names. So all my notes are Matthew Broderick and Helen Hunt did this. And at some points I just called him Maddie B.
I'm with you. So, yeah.
I don't know if it was just because I've seen them in so many other things that it's like I don't know their character names.
Well, in the movie, Matthew Broderick plays Jimmy Garrett.
Yeah.
So he has names that are both two first names, essentially.
Which I
hate. You know, they can be first names. and so since he's in the military, they'll call him Garrett a lot.
Yeah.
But they'll also call him Jimmy, and then when they say his full name, I think they just say James Garrett, you know, James B. Garrett or something like that.
Basically, he's got like 10 names, so I just stuck with
it's confusing.
Broderick.
Yeah, for the purpose of this, I'll refer to him as Jimmy.
Yeah, that's
or
fine.
Garrett. we'll just say Jimmy. He's just Jimmy.
All right.
And then Terry, you know, Helen Hunt, she's only in the film so much, so, you know.
Yeah, I was surprised how much she was in the beginning because I was thinking, isn't this more like a Matthew Broderick movie? And like, she's. You know, the first 15 minutes of the movie is like her monkey. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, might not be 15 minutes, but...
Whatever. Yeah, it's a good amount of time. And so she's teaching this chimp that we learn his name is Virgil. And we see him having a hard time learning sign language. Because he won't sign apple.
Gosh not darn that apple. Little monkey.
But then he has a breakthrough. And he signs apple. He's the man. He is the man.
He's the monkey man.
And now we cut to 1 year later, and Virgil can put away dishes.
And you know what? That monkey, he communicates better than some kids I know. That's all I'm saying.
You know? Hey, signing time.
I was like, wow, this monkey, quite intelligent.
Yeah, definitely. So he's, you know, putting away dishes and stuff, and, you know, then we see Terry going through lots of signs with Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's interested in seeing a toy bird fly. Foreshadowing?
Foreshadowing. The other thing was the alligator that they gave him.
Yeah, eventually they give him an alligator and
write his name on the
back. Write his name.
And I was
Virgil.
Like, oh, we're going to see that alligator more often.
Mm-hmm. And then we get sad news. The NHF didn't renew Terry's grant, and she wants to keep Virgil, but Dr. Criswell says that's not an option. And Dr. Criswell says that Virgil will probably go to the Houston Zoo. You know, they're opening up a children's zoo. Nice little place. Nice little place for a
chimp. Yeah, you know, that whole opening scenes, though, with Helen Hunt and Virgil.
Yeah.
First of all, my note was, where the heck is Maddie B?
Yep.
And second of all, I said, Helen Hunt, this is not your child. He should not be in your office. This is ridiculous. Now he just knows a bunch of skills that are not going to help him in the jungle. All the other monkeys are going to laugh at him and throw poop.
Well, for some reason, they wanted to teach him sign language. I don't know what, you know, you never really learn what her thesis or whatever
you
know.
Yeah, you're not sure.
What she's doing, working. What her qualifications is, has she done this before?
But
you don't really know much.
She yells at the little monkey when he wants to play, and it's like, well, don't have him in your effing office then. If you need to go do work, go elsewhere. Let him play by himself. Why are you getting so mad at little Virgil?
I don't know if you can get, like, a monkey babysitter. Like, can you look into the yellow pages and find a monkey babysitter?
Have a safe room for him to be able to play in while you go do some work.
I think that's his room. I mean, I don't
know.
She's
working in his area.
I'm guessing, like, where does he live? Like, does he live with Terry, like, on campus or something? Like,
I think that's his house. I think that's where he lives.
That's where he lives.
That room, yeah.
Like, he's got, like, a little...
So instead of a cage, he's got, like, a room.
He just hangs out in the room.
Yeah. I mean, they got a diaper on him.
He does have a diaper. Oh, yeah, why don't you know, don't teach him sign language first. Teach him how to use it to potty first. You know, use the potty first.
I did
first,
think it was funny, like, throughout the whole movie, all the monkeys had diapers on at all times.
Well, yeah.
Like, wow.
That's a logistical thing. Yeah, I'm sure. More than anything. And then Virgil is in the back of a van, and he's taken to the Lockridge Air Force Base.
Sad face.
Yeah, he's going all over the place. And now he's taken to a room that's full of chimpanzees in cages. What?
Oh, my God. That was, like, my fear. When I seen that room full of freaking caged monkeys,
yeah,
it freaked me the hell out.
Why?
Because I can't even imagine like being in a room with all those monkeys. It's just crazy to me. Like if they get they're dangerous, Dan. They're monkeys are very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
I've heard on the internet.
So, you know, like if one of them gets out, they could kill you.
Uh-huh.
Would you want to be killed by a monkey?
No, that's embarrassing.
I don't know. Oh, and then when they all get loud and crazy, I'm like, I could not be in that room. Could not be in that room. It just really like terrified me watching this movie.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of parts in this movie that just truly like, freaked me out. Like I was scared to my core.
Sounds like you have,
monkey fear. Yes.
Yeah. Like,
so let me go watch Planet of the Apes again. So
this did seem like maybe the prequel, you know, to instead of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, it was this.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they get all crazy. Anyways, so never mind your fear, Tammy. Back into the movie.
Sorry.
Now we meet a desperate Jimmy Garrett, played by Matthew Broderick, or Matty B, who was caught in a plane with a lady and booze. Then his buddy gives him an idea on how to get out of this predicament when he has to talk to his, you know, superior commander or whatever. And, you know, and you start to learn about Jimmy. He's like, oh, no way. That's ridiculous. That's not going to work. You know, saying that.
Yeah. And then he uses the story.
Yeah, then he uses it.
Now, and I like that the general goes, in other words, you did it to get laid.
Yeah. Kind of. Now, did you think this was like a sequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Like, was this Ferris?
No, like, because Ferris would have been so much smoother, and he wouldn't have needed this other dude.
That's
to
true.
Like,
he never would have gotten caught.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gotten caught.
That's true.
He would have taken that plane all day long. Oh, yeah. Been in a parade or something. like one of those what are they called, the air shows. He would have been part of an air show.
He would have been part of an air show, and he's singing on top of the plane.
Yeah.
Dog Shane. Yeah, I'm with you.
So I was like, this is not the Matty B I know from the 80s.
Well, then Matty B, Jimmy, he gets reassigned to learn how to obey, is what the his commander says.
Okay, when they're walking through and, you know, he's being shown basically the new area he's going to be part of,
okay,
this project.
Yeah.
And he's walking with this guy, and the guy's just kind of like pointing things out.
Uh-huh.
Is that guy carrying a Roomba? Even though he said that's a flight simulator.
It looks like a Roomba.
It looks exactly like a Roomba.
Looks like a Roomba, yeah.
Looks like our Roomba.
Yeah, it does. It looks like our Roomba.
And I was like, is this where the Roomba people got their idea from?
Maybe. No, I guess what it's supposed to be, it's the film, but it's not like in a typical film canister.
No, it's not.
You know, it's not like that. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, it did. I thought that exactly the same thing. Actually, I was like, that looks like a Roomba. Yeah, maybe that's where the makers of the, you know, there could be a lawsuit there, Tammy. You might have uncovered something.
I'm just thinking, you know, Disney stole the opening sequence of mm-hmm. what's it called? What's that movie called?
Lion King.
Lion King, thank you. Disney stole the opening sequence of Lion King from this movie.
Okay.
And now the Roomba people have stolen the their Roomba idea from this movie.
Yeah.
You know, the Rise of the Planet of the Apes, totally a scene from this movie.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is...
you know, there's like a douchebag dude wearing a cowboy hat. It's like, really? Really? There's a lot of stuff.
No!
It's like, this movie has started it all. I see why people would love to see this movie.
There you go. I mean, it predicted everything. Jimmy meets Dr. Carroll. After Krieger, you know, shows him around and stuff, he meets Dr. Carroll and awkwardly tries to show that he's a good soldier. You know, he's up at attention and everything. And he quickly finds out that it's, you know, it's not that kind of place. You know, they're not here to you know, do the hymns and haws of, you know, the military. A little different. And then also Jimmy learns... that he's not going to be the one flying in the simulators, you know, because they're talking about simulators and he's getting excited, like, you know, I haven't done this or that, you know, I'm excited. And then he goes into this room and he sees all these chimpanzees flying. These simulators. What?
That room.
Was this a bad movie pick for you? Because I didn't realize
how much you don't like monkeys. Like, I do know, like, you know, if we go to a zoo or something, you know, we quickly go past the monkeys. You're not a monkey fan. You know, our daughter, not a monkey fan at all.
She hates monkeys. And I never shared that with her. Yeah. So I don't know where she got that from. No, you know what it was?
Okay,
several years ago, we went to a place out in Valdosta, like in Georgia.
Yeah.
And they had, like, caged monkeys, and that monkey had a stare down with me and then jumped on the cage.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If that cage were not there,
that
monkey went to attack me. That monkey went to attack me.
I can see what you're saying. At least he didn't throw poo at you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, it could have been worse.
There were a couple times here where I have in my notes, like, at least four times I said, please, monkey, throw poop. But, I think after that, like, I already didn't care for monkeys because I'm like, yeah, they're kind of dangerous. Like, I know people think they're just so cute and whatever, but they're kind of dangerous.
Well, oh, yeah, they are.
And then, like, after that monkey, like, jumped at me, I was like, yep, I don't like monkeys. I don't want to be around monkeys.
Dunzo. Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. Thinking about working in this place where there's just cages of monkeys.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be creepy because, like, you know, they're watching you. Like,
yeah.
They got to be watching you. Yeah.
And they're smart.
Oh, yeah.
As we learn. Yeah, exactly.
So Jimmy's given a tour of the facility and everything. And then he meets some of the people he'll be working with, like the guy in the cowboy hat, Watts. Yeah.
Thank you for remembering all these names.
That's my job around here. Robertson, who seems like he's probably like the senior guy there in the Project X department or whatever. Jimmy is introduced to Virgil. And they bond instantly.
Love at first sight.
It really is. Take Virgil over to fly the simulator, and what do you know? He's a natural at flying. then he's starting to sign, you know.
Yeah.
I'm flying. You know, Virgil flying. and then he sees a lady with yellow hair, you know. He starts doing his sign for hair, you know. And goes bananas, and, you know, Jimmy... not sure what's going on.
Goes bananas? Yeah. Really, Dan?
He goes bananas.
Really?
Okay, he goes nuts. How about that?
He goes crazy.
He goes crazy.
Yeah, he does go bananas.
He pops off, Tammy. Should I say that? Should I be street? He popped off.
Yes, please.
I don't really think that's the correct vernacular for that. Pop off is more like punch in the face. And I think he just wanted to give her a hug.
Yeah.
But Jimmy's able to calm him down. So now we cut to Jimmy. He's cleaning the floor, and a chimp tries to steal his keys. Uh-oh. What could happen there?
Yeah, I throughout this, like, once we see, you know, Virgil flying, and we kind of see all the monkeys simulating the test, I had wrote, okay, so do they all get assigned monkeys? Like, does each person... It seems like there are various trainers.
Yeah.
So they each get assigned a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly two.
Yeah,
multiple,
yeah.
How does it work? At this point, I was, like, very confused. Like,
okay.
When will we learn what the experiment part of this is?
Okay. Lots of questions.
I had a lot of questions. I guess I have to be good at the simulation, and then they get tested, and I assumed in some dangerous plane that's going to explode or something. So,
you know, one of the things that I went over, meaning I didn't go over it, but, you know, kind of flew by it, is they do mention very quickly there's different color collars.
Yeah, and I put, graduation, probably not a good thing.
Yeah, the blue collar is, you know, you're a junior, the red is you're a senior.
Yep.
And apparently...
Graduation day.
Yeah, graduation day, everything, well, spoiler. Anyways.
And so. I like that there's smoking allowed in the building.
Yeah, smoking is allowed in the building.
By both man and monkey.
And chimp, yeah. they can totally smoke in this movie. And yeah, that's what I have right now is, you know, after the stealing of the keys, Jimmy gives a cigarette to a chimp. And then Robertson says, yeah, this is probably, you know, a circus monkey.
Which made me so sad. Because he was saying, you know, that they basically just take what they want because they've been through hell and back already.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
oh.
They lived a long life already, yeah. So now Jimmy is watching TV and he notices someone signing.
Yeah, I haven't seen that like since the 80s. Seriously, like they used to have like charity events and different things where someone signs in the corner of your TV.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that they had then. But yeah, you're right. Nowadays, I guess because of closed captioning.
Yeah.
You know, it's so common now.
Basically, they don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they don't need it. But yeah, I remember that, like in the 80s and stuff, that, yeah, you would see that. You know, the little, and it was the little oval, you know, just like they had, you know.
Yeah, and some chick in the corner signing in the way of whatever was going on TV.
And then so Jimmy realizes that at one point Virgil was signing help.
Yeah, because good thing. I mean, what he was watching was for the Helping Hands charity.
Yes, and a few times they signed help, and he was able to realize, oh, that's help. Which, you know, that's one thing that's like, you know, obviously there's a lot of, like, holes in the plot.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. But what's funny is that Matthew Broderick, even when he doesn't know the signs, he signs it correctly. He signs it perfectly. Because a chimp or like a kid or something like that, they don't necessarily sign it exactly how you're supposed to sign.
No. Yeah, because later on, Virgil signs apple.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is when Matthew Broderick, this is before he got the signing book.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't learned any signs.
No.
So he's, you know, so Virgil literally, the way he signs apple is he just puts his fist to his face.
Yeah.
Which apple is that, but you kind of like twist your head a little bit to sign apple.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Virgil just puts his fist to his face. Matthew Broderick goes, oh, apple, and twists it.
Yeah.
His hand. I'm like, how the F did you know that, Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
How did you know
it's pretty
that?
Pretty awesome. That's why.
He just picks up on.
Because he's Matty B, that's why.
Basically.
But yeah, that was a little like, you know, I'm sure they had, you know, someone, you know, an expert of, you know, ASL or whatever.
Yeah.
And they really should have, like, thought of that, like, oh, you know what? During this part, though, just mimic exactly what he's doing because he's going to sign a little bit different than how you're signing.
Yeah, and then after that, you know, he gets a book.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe, you know, someone would come in, like, maybe this is when Helen Hunt would come back. Like, she would be his signing instructor. And then, like, it would work out, like, oh, then she'd find out that he somehow knew Virgil, you know, who knows? Because I was thinking, how the hell is Helen Hunt going to get back in the picture?
Yeah.
Or was she just in there for 15 minutes? I don't understand.
Could be.
But anyway, so he gets a signing book and he reads out loud. Why is he reading out loud?
To annoy Mr. Arts.
Yeah, because there was someone sleeping, like his bunkmate or whatever was sleeping. Well, and he's like, to sign this, you have to move your hand as such. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? And he's reading loudly.
Some people read aloud.
That guy,
he was reading a penthouse, his bunkmate.
Well,
Mr. Arts from Lost. But yeah, so all that stuff happens. And then Jimmy, he's starting to teach himself sign language, like I said, and then he tries to tell that Virgil can sign. But Dr. Carroll isn't very amused, nor cares what Jimmy's talking about, you know.
No.
He basically poo-poos him. He's like, well whatever.
These monkeys are going to die. What does he care?
I don't know that yet, Tammy.
Oh, I pretty much assumed.
So, Jimmy, now he's starting to get along with all the chimps and gives them cigarettes to obey him and gives them all names. Because apparently, I guess they weren't named before.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how they identified them. Because even in the cages, like, there wasn't necessarily... They all had charts, but, like, I didn't see any numbers or... there was nothing signifying, so... Anyway, so it was a little strange. And now we see Virgil again, and he's just flying away.
Yeah.
He's just flying away.
Well, we see Virgil, like, throughout this. I mean, he's, the only monkey that's let out of his cage all the time. He goes, does this and that. And
yeah, he goes on a date with his girlfriend.
What is up with that? That he lets the Ginger out of her cage to be with Virgil and like leaves him alone. I'm like, this is going to be a pregnant little monkey in a second. What is going on?
I don't think he thought very well.
And were the other monkeys jealous of seeing Virgil out of his cage?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of them were like, you know, hey, what's going on here? You know,
let
they
me
had
out,
that look.
Signing
yeah.
out, whatever.
Yeah, signing out. Let me out. So yeah, you know, Virgil goes on his date, and Goofy, he's looking around at the keys, and he's looking around at a handle on the mop. You know, something's going on here, right? You know, we're learning something. We're going to see something, maybe. Then Jimmy gets a promotion because of all of his good work, and Watts is gone for some reason. We don't know exactly why.
And I was just glad because I'm like, finally, we'll figure out what the F is going on in this movie.
Yeah, you and Jimmy both. So he takes Bluebeard, into a room with a fancy-looking plane simulator. You know, this is different than the other room that they're in with a bunch of simulators. It's just one simulator. And then he's Jimmy's told to evacuate the chamber.
It was so sad. Bluebeard was so cute with his little brush fetish.
Very cute. Yeah, he likes to brush his little kind of beard that he has, like this little white. So he's told to evacuate the chamber and put on the protective glasses, which are basically sunglasses, and they have like a little side thing.
You're so bright.
It is. And then there's a machine called a reactor, and it lifts out of the ground. And then weird things happen. There's just lights going on, and like everything's kind of slow.
First, I was like, is this a virtual storm? Are we like simulating what happens if our people get caught in a storm? I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
And like, maybe I'm just not that bright. I don't know.
No.
I was thinking, okay, so they do the simulator, and then there's monkey aside. Monkeys just die.
Okay.
And they just kill them off, and I don't know how they're dying. And I'm pretty sure if we kill a bunch of monkeys in a program, you know, we're sending these monkeys on some kind of mission, and all of them are dying. It's not a good mission to go on.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to prove?
Well, that's something that's brought out, you know, later in the film. So, but then now at this point we learn that Project X, it's some sort of radiation project.
Yeah.
You know, they say something about radiation. Because then they start throwing words out here and there, and it's hard to
find out exactly what's going on. I guess I get it now.
Yeah, I guess.
They radiate them and see how long they live in case we have to go into nuclear tech. Still confused.
Exactly. Yeah, we find out that the radiation experiment is to see if pilots can get to Russia before the radiation takes over and World War III begins.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's one thing of the 80s, you know, that you'll notice in some of these films where, you know, they talk about the Soviets or the Russians, you know, because that was a big thing at the time. Now we learn that Virgil is teaching the other chimps sign language, and Jimmy's not happy about it. Now Jimmy comes back. He's not happy with what's going on anymore. You know, his eyes have been opened. And Virgil wanders away from Jimmy and sees that Bluebeard has died.
Yeah. And I think, like, looking, when I was watching it too, I was thinking, okay, you know, the guy in the orange, once they get promoted, they wear an orange suit versus the blue suit. And all these monkeys, they leave with someone with an orange suit, and then they don't come back. So Bluebeard seemed a little hesitant
originally
to go with Matthew Broderick, and I'm like, oh, I guess they kind of, these monkeys already know, like, orange suit, bad thing, because they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, with Virgil seeing it, too.
Yeah, and then he lets out a scream to let all the other chimps know.
Oh, my gosh, and that made me go nuts!
Yeah, and then they
In my head, I was, like, going crazy.
Yeah, they all start to just cause a ruckus and freak out. Jimmy's freaked out.
Yeah, you probably didn't notice. Like, I was curled up in a little ball at that point when I was watching the movie.
So, after this happens, Jimmy reaches out to Terry, gives her a call, says some vague things, and then just hangs up.
Yeah.
And Jimmy talks to Dr. Carol.
At like 4 in the morning or
something. Yeah, 4 in the morning. Yeah, something like really odd. Yeah, because she's like, what's wrong? What's going on? And he won't say much. So Jimmy talks to Dr. Carroll to let him know that he wants to be transferred from the program.
Transfer denied.
Yeah, he's talked out of it, basically. Then we see the fellas at a local bar. Apparently, I guess it's on base. But anyways, and Terry's there. Imagine that. And, you know, she's kind of walking around and everything. And she's about to leave. And then she recognizes
the voice.
The voice.
Yeah.
And then buys him a beer.
She's good at signing and voice recognition.
She is a talented lady. So Terry tries to get information from Jimmy, and he's not very helpful at all.
No. I wouldn't be either.
Yeah.
But he's stupid. He's the one that called her.
Yeah, basically. And she, you know, flew from apparently Wisconsin to Florida.
Yeah.
You know? So, he leaves, and, you know, he leaves, she leaves. Nobody's happy.
When he goes back to his friends, they look like they haven't moved since he left to go get the drink with Terry.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the exact same place, have the exact same look on their face.
Well, because they're all in awe that he was picked up by this chick, you know?
Maybe they're in shock that he's drinking. He looks like he's 12.
He does look like he's 12. Then there's special visitors that have arrived. And Jimmy has decided that he doesn't want to show off what Virgil can do. And neither does Robinson or Robertson. Dr. Carroll then takes the leash himself, puts it on Virgil, and he takes him to the simulator, and they start to fly.
Yep.
So Jimmy breaks into the meeting and asks why the chimp has to go under radiation. He saves Virgil
for a couple hours.
Yeah, from getting radiated today. But then he's scheduled for radiation tomorrow. And Jimmy's fired. Dr. Carroll doesn't want to see him again. You're out of here.
Yeah. Now, let me back up a second.
Okay.
First of all, I thought, again, these stinking monkeys had to have diapers on, but this would have been a perfect opportunity for Virgil to throw poop on him.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they did that.
I mean, maybe he's scared and he might poop his diaper. So
okay, I'm with you. Yeah.
Just throw it.
Well, they're smart enough. They could probably get in there. They could dig in there. And
yeah. So I don't know what was going on, but I was like, this is the time when a monkey would throw poop, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so fascinated with that movie.
Quite
but
odd.
Like several times I was like, that monkey could have just thrown poop and this would have been done. It would have been over. And then also, I don't know if you paid attention at all to like the conversations that were going on as Dr. Carroll was getting Virgil into the plane. Because like these guys are all basically behind the glass, like waiting for the simulation to start. And they're talking. And like one of the conversations was something like, why doesn't the monkey just fly a real plane? It'll save us on tax dollars. Like the room explodes in laughter. I'm like... Like, I wonder, like...
He's a jokester.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, I wonder if these guys got to, like, make up what they wanted to say back then. Because it was so soft. Like, I could barely hear what they were saying. So, anyway.
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes. Like, you know, when you almost have that, like whisper speak, you know, are you directed exactly what to say? Or is it like, okay, you can say, like, general stuff or, you know... Or just freestyle it.
or later, after I finished watching the movie, I was like, did they have that in there as like a precursor to what was going to happen?
Mm.
Like a little foreshadowing.
Ah, yeah, that's true. So Jimmy then finds Terry as she's about to leave from her hotel and go on a plane. And they plan on getting Virgil out of there that night.
And again, what is she going to do with Virgil? Because she has no money from her... Like, you know, she had basically a fund that
was a grant
that was, you know, letting her do work with Virgil. She doesn't have that anymore. So what's she going to do? Just take this monkey home?
Well, from what I understood was she wanted to have Virgil, but you would have to, because he was owned by somebody else.
Yeah.
She would have to buy him. So now, you're doing something under the table. Yeah, it wasn't really thought out of like, okay, what are you going to do with this stinking thing?
Yeah.
You can't go back to Wisconsin and start your research all over again.
No.
Like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, because people would be like, where'd that monkey come from?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't very well thought out. So and then we cut to one of the monkeys, Goofy, and he's hard at work trying to get keys with a mop handle.
Yeah, it's funny because Goofy was the one, he couldn't fly a plane earlier in the movie.
Yeah,
the simulators could
not
fly.
Good.
Although I think he was just having fun because he was smiling.
He's Goofy,
having a good time.
Yeah, he was.
Making the airplane go upside down and, and
crashing into the truck.
Yeah, crashing the thing. So, you know, and I'm like, well, maybe he's smarter than he looked because now he's the one basically planning the whole escape.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just a jokester, that's all. But, you know, when he remains focused, he's focused and he's going to get the job done. So Terry's waiting in her car for Jimmy. He's going to get Virgil out. And
Jimmy is so fortunate that the military's security is so lax.
I didn't understand, like, okay, it's like, okay, you're fired. I never want to see you again.
But you can keep your badge.
There. Yeah, you can keep your badge.
Well, I mean, the guys in the security booth are watching some sort of, like, basketball game or something. And so they're not...
And just a side note, I swear, because I watched it a couple times, the guy says Swiss instead of swish. He's like, Swiss. I swear he says it. But anyways...
So they're watching a game.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention to Jimmy, who's walking right in front of their camera. Yep. And cute, adorable Matthew Broderick. How could you not pay attention to him? And then, like, he walks in. He uses his badge.
Yeah.
Just get in.
Yeah.
So, and then the badge is what sets it off. So I'm like, did they think he was going to come back? Was this a setup the whole time?
Could be a setup.
So,
yeah.
Anywho.
A couple little plot things here and there. So, you know, like this kind of movie's going to happen.
Yeah. And when we see them next, I mean, we realize the monkeys didn't even need Matthew Broderick. They were escaping by themselves.
Yeah.
They were doing actually a much better job than he did.
Probably.
He was only bringing attention to them.
So Terry's told by a soldier to come with him, you know.
We don't even see the face of that soldier.
No, we don't see him, his face, no. And then, so Jimmy walks into the chimp room and he sees that Goofy has finally been able to get the keys and get out of the cage and let out all of his chimp friends. And Tammy starts to freak out.
Yes.
At this point.
Don't piss off a bunch of monkeys. Freaking me out.
Yeah. Then Dr. Carroll has a taser fight with a chimp and loses.
Oh, what? My God.
Did you think he was going to get tased like the monkey was going to tase him?
Yeah. Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Yes.
No!
Oh, my God. I was like, how stupid. Don't give them, like, weaponry.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. So, you know, Virgil at this point, he's on top of these crates all the way up, and it's a glass ceiling, and he's, like,
hitting... Smart freaking monkey.
Yeah, he's, like, hitting it. I mean, he's cracking the thing, and Terry gets him to, you know, come down...
Yeah,
me,
and this is
reunited.
Why I wondered, like, who what soldier it was that, you mm-hmm. know, said, hey, come with me, because she shows up, like, instead of being in a secure location, like,
yeah.
Hey, there's a trespasser, because I don't think they knew at the time that she was involved in any of the monkey stuff, or with Matthew Broderick. So, why, instead of taking her to a secure location because she was she was trespassing, they took her into this... crazy monkey lair where monkeys are running wild.
Yeah, there's maybe the thought was maybe, you know, he's like, hey, come with me. Then as they're walking, she starts to tell him what's going on. And then he's
maybe.
Like, okay. Because then there's another part where, anyways, they like to have those people around for some reason. So, now we see that all the chimps are making their escape and running around the laboratory. And so we cut to lots of scenes of chimps just running amok. And Tammy going crazy, probably.
Yes.
Then they're...
Like, I need to lock myself in a room by myself. Just alone. With a very secure location.
Word.
Lock. Like, jeez. Heavy, hardcore, you know,
yeah,
metal door.
Padlock, everything. Yeah. Then there's a couple of chimps that are destroying the plane simulator, and then the radiation reactor is turned on, and Jimmy has to get them out of the room.
Yes.
But Goliath, one of the chimps, won't leave.
He was the circus chimp.
Yeah, he was a circus chimp. He won't leave, and he's starting to get exposed to the radiation. a fire extinguisher is caught in the reactor, so it won't go down. And then Jimmy tries to get Goliath to get the fire extinguisher in exchange, of course, for a cigarette.
Oh, so sad.
And yeah, finally, you know.
And I was with them, like I was, you know, with the scene. I was like, yes. Until they showed Dr. Carroll and the military guys going, get it. Yeah, go for it. And I'm like, whose side are you on, Dr. Carroll?
Well, they didn't want the whole place to blow up.
Yeah, it was so at that point, down. But you like just, I think they could have done without that scene. I was like,
well, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, they're cheering for him, and then once they're saved, they're like, all right, let's get these chimps, you know, because Matthew Broderick's like, hey, everything's fine now. Why don't we let Virgil go? And he's like, we'll talk about it in the morning, which means no. Ain't going to happen, bub.
And do you think poor Goliath saw his life flash before his eyes before he died? Like, I don't know, elephants and clowns and crazy circus stuff.
No, I think, you know, maybe he didn't know what was going on. Didn't know what was going on. So, because that was one of the things Jimmy said is that, you know, if a monkey gets radiation, they don't realize what's going on. So they're going to fly the same, you know, but a human knows that they're dying and they're not going to fly the same. So I don't think Goliath knew what was going on,
aww,
my opinion. So Dr. Carroll wants all the animals back in the cage and Jimmy to get them. And Jimmy ignores the order. And then he ran. What?
That was the other thing. Okay, so Jimmy ignores the order. He goes through and basically they know he's ignoring the order because alarms are going off.
Yeah.
Because he's using his badge in places he's not supposed to be, which is basically the whole building because he's been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that even... Why do they think that he's running away? Because if the alarm's going off, wouldn't that make sense anyway if he's going to go get these monkeys? So he's got to go through the building. So alarms are going to go off. I just don't know how they decided, like, oh, that means that he must be not doing what we're telling him to do. Because he was, at the end of the day, he was collecting monkeys.
Yeah, he was collecting monkeys.
So he was doing what he was supposed to do. I mean, you know, I don't know. I had some problems with this movie.
All right. Some logic issues. I'm with you.
Sorry.
So, Jimmy and Terry, they try to make their escape in Terry's car. And they realize the keys were taken out. They're not there.
She's stupid and she left her keys in the car? Yes.
So Jimmy commandeers a plane and wrangles up as many of the chimps as they were taking off. So
gunfire can't hold them back, yes.
Yeah, really.
Military gunfire cannot hold them back.
Yeah, so that military gunfire eventually stops Jimmy before he can fly. They have a Jeep in front of him, I guess, so they decide, okay, we give up. And Jimmy and Terry,
pretty lame.
They're like, hey, you lose, you win, we lose, you guys have automatic weapons. So Jimmy and Terry are taken to the back of a Jeep, and Virgil gets into the cockpit and signs that he's gonna fly.
Yep.
And Jimmy says, oh yeah, buddy, fly. You know, he does the sign for fly.
You fly.
Yep. So Virgil takes off with his chimp buddies, and then the plane crashes.
Yeah, because as they take off, I could feel that in the movie it's supposed to be like a fist bump moment. Like, yeah. And, one, this movie has taught me that monkeys will definitely take over the world at some point.
Okay.
When I was watching, I was like, okay, yay, Virgil's going to save him. How the hell is he going to fly or land that thing? Because they've never learned to land. They've just been these simulators where they take off.
That is a big point there, Tammy. They never really taught him. I don't think they ever really... never.
No, because even when he had to turn the simulator off, like, because he just basically pulls
powered
the lever
down
and pushes a button. I mean, he's not learning to land.
No.
And, so I... My note was, I don't see this ending well. Once they took off.
Yeah, they're like, okay, they're headed toward the Everglades. So, you know, the plane crashes, and then a recovery team is sent out.
Apparently 20 years later is what it looked like when you looked at that plane.
Yeah, it suffered some damage. There was a lot of debris on it. So Jimmy and Terry are there just in case the chimps can be recovered. you know, to help out is the reason that they're given. Because, you know, well, I think it was Dr. Carroll or no, it was one of the soldier guy, you know, one of the big, like, why are they here? You know?
Yeah.
So at least they answered that, Tammy. Like, yeah. Hey, they're here to recover. So,
of course,
you know,
course.
Makes sense because they recovered so well before and then they let the plane, the chimps fly away.
And I just didn't know monkeys lived in the Everglades. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that's another thing. I was like, I don't think they're indigenous to the Everglades. I feel like an alligator is going to eat them.
Which is how, in my note, that's how the alligator comes back to the picture from the beginning of the movie. His little toy alligator.
Just goes all around.
Because they kind of talk about it, like when she gives him the little toy alligator and they sign alligator.
They talk about alligator,
about alligators. And then at the end, they're in the Everglades. I'm like, oh, so was that foreshadowing?
Oh, maybe for Project X 2.
Maybe.
Virgil escaped from the alligators.
Virgil meets Crocodile Dundee.
Exactly. Ooh, that would have been a good crossover movie. I would like that. So, Jimmy and Terry, they see that the chimps are alive.
Yep, Virgil and Ginger.
Yep.
Sitting in a tree.
Yep.
Okay, I also signed you.
And then Terry signs to Virgil that he's free and to leave. And then they do.
And then there's monkeys in the trees.
Yeah, the monkeys in the trees. And that's our movie, Tammy. So, what kind of rate? I can't imagine because of your monkey fear.
Yeah, like I had to take a million points off because I was scared of the freaking monkeys. Like if it was just the one monkey, like if it was just Virgil, a monkey movie.
He was very cute.
He was very cute. But then you get into the scary monkeys. Goliath was a scary freaking monkey.
He was pretty scary, yeah. He was big.
He was mean or had mean streak.
Sure,
he saved the day at the end, but he did it for a cigarette. Let's not fool ourselves. He was not a nice monkey.
No.
And then all of them in the cage just screaming was just like, too much for me. It was too much for me. But a point back to the movie because Virgil's adorable.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick's adorable.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt was young. I don't know.
Young and free.
A lot of plot holes in this movie.
Yeah, there are a lot of plot holes, yeah.
Because, you know, we reviewed My Best Friend is a Vampire.
Yeah.
And I didn't... There wasn't much of a plot to have holes in that movie. This movie, like, had a plot. Like, this is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And just, like, holy moly. It was holy.
Okay.
So, I have to give this movie... 6 out of 10... cigarette butt saving monkeys.
Oh boy. I still to this day I enjoy the movie. And you know, I don't remember as like back then I only could remember like the one time where like the monkeys get really crazy and I was like kind of like scared. But this time I remembered there's more than just one time. So I give it 8 out of 10 chimps flipping the bird.
Nice.
Because they do that a couple times too. So we're going to do a couple user reviews from that we ripped from IMDb. Tito8 from North Bay, Ontario says, "Much to my surprise, it was easy to like this film. All of the primates did a great job. And although some scenes were a little hard to believe, the overall story had a good message and many terrific moments, especially towards the end. It was very funny films at times, but for me, the more dramatic moments worked the best. A very enjoyable experience."
Can I read something?
Yes, you may.
Not a review, but you know, in IMDb, they do like continuity issues or whatever.
Yeah, goofs things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, there's like 5, and I'm thinking, there's a lot more than 5, IMDb. You have failed me. Like, one of them is error in geography.
Okay.
When Virgil is with the animal dealer in Africa, South America macaws are visible in the background. Not South American macaws in Africa.
I did notice that.
Factual error.
Okay.
The leather jacket Jimmy Garrett wears is actually a Navy G1 flight jacket worn by Navy air crew. Being in the Air Force, he would wear the Air Force A2 jacket.
Burn.
Yeah, it's like some of these stuff, I'm like, for reals? These are the errors and holes that you found? This is the problem.
About the fact that a monkey is flying? How about that goof? How about that continuity error?
An audio visual. When they decide to take Virgil out of the complex, Garrett says, "Let's get the hell out of here," but his words don't match his mouth. Maybe it was just in the version they watched.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway. Sorry. Go ahead with your reviews.
Just one more from Dry Sticks from the U.S. The 80s have to be considered part of the modern movie era, and already, this is a hidden gem. The plot is about a government project which uses chimpanzees as guinea pigs in dangerous experiments about a man's change from bureaucrat to caring individual. The plot could have been mundane and mushy, but instead was very well crafted. The film is expertly directed and written. We feel the pains and struggles. It is very moving and sure to create a tear among the hardest hearts in places. Did you shed a tear, Tammy?
Yeah, because I got monkeys.
Okay. That's perfect. Well, Tammy, it's been another fun episode. We are going to now put Project X back into the vault, and I'm sure you're going to be very happy about that.
Yes.
Yes. I can't promise you, but I'm going to do my best to not have any more monkey movies. there might be a monkey in the movie, but the won't be all about them. So let's put this back in the vault here. Pop. Okay,
yeah.
It's closed.
Let's
done.
Burn it. And...
Aww, I like Project X, but I understand. So, Tammy, if you want to find out more about you and what you're doing on the interwebs, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TammyYip. You can also hear me on my belly dance podcast, Yip Podcast. And in the future, you'll be able to hear me on an X-Files podcast.
Ooh, fun.
I hope there's no monkeys in X-Files.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, spoiler alert, there's a chupacabra.
Oh my god!
I've only seen one episode of the X-Files, and it was that in Spanish class in, like, ninth grade. Hey, that's my experience. So, you can find me on the Twitters at DanLand0. I have a podcast called Radio Rickshaw. Check us out at rickshawboy.com. If you'd like to email us here at the Tammy and Dan podcast, I'll watch that movie podcast. It's tndmoviecast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page where you can check us out on. Just search I'll Watch That Movie and it'll pop up right there for you. And you can check us out at I'llWatchThatMovie.com.
And hopefully soon you'll have access to us via iTunes.
Yes. I just need to get off my iPad and go on a real computer, because apparently you can't submit a stinking podcast on your iPad or your iPhone or any iDevice. You need to go on iTunes.
Hates iApp.
iDevices.
Stuff. iDevices.
Yeah. I don't know what that, what is that about? It should be so compatible and easy, but it's not. So I just don't go on the computer much.
I
want to be moving. With an iDevice.
Possibly grooving.
Well, on Wednesdays, I cut loose a little bit.
Cut loose.
Well, Tammy, I'm going to put on my slap bracelet and lock myself in a cage for a while. It was fun talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Dan.
Bye.